Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director, Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us on our call today. On this call, we are joined with our full-time director and the CFO, Mr. Rajesh Gandhi, SGA, our investor relationship advisors too. I hope everyone has got an opportunity to go through the financial results and the investor presentations which have been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as company's website. We'll give you a quick snapshot of recent developments and then Mr. Rajesh will walk through the financial performances. We are pleased to close our financial year on a positive note led by continued business momentum in the pharma chemicals and moderate recovery of the bromide business. All our products like HMDS, CMIC and bromides have delivered a noteworthy performance, especially in the last quarter, FY22. We have registered a total operating revenue of 257 crores for FY22, whereas our total production volume stood at 1,883 metric tons. First, I would like to highlight on the product HMDS. HMDS has contributed around 122 crores of revenue in the year 22. We like to highlight that we have successfully commenced commercial production in the plant P8 and have added a capacity of 2,400 tons of PMCS annually. We are one of the biggest importers of PMCS and this capacity addition will help us make more HMDS at home, thereby reducing PMCS imports to a certain extent. We'll continue to source PMCS through imports for existing HMDS production. We have healthy visibility of this chemical and are confident to carry the momentum in the coming year 23. Now, I would like to highlight some matters on CMIC, which has contributed an amount of rupees 68 crores of revenues in the financial year 22. In the year gone by, global supply chain has disrupted many pharma MNCs and their overall business momentum. The overall demand for the CMIC chemical is strong and we have healthy inquiries for the upcoming quarters. We have added an additional capacity of 1,200 tons at P8 facility, making us the world's largest CMIC producer with a total capacity of 3,000 tons per annum. We have received certain purchase orders started from China, and this material from current quarter onwards will start flowing to China also. On oil well completion chemicals, I'd like to update you, we have registered a revenue of 60 crores in the bromide business in FY22. Our oil well completion segment has performed marginally better, as well as overall onshore oil and gas wells are growing gradually in the drilling and completion fluids market. We have healthy inquiries for various bromides and expect meaningful contributions in the year 2023. Apart from these three products, we also manufacture high purity HMDS, 4-CDP and 2,5-DHT in our product basket. We have already started commercial batch of high purity HMDS, which has been which we are supplying to rubber industry overseas, and inquiries and ongoing approvals for semiconductors are in process. They are a bit slower compared to what we had expected. On the other hand, both 4CPC and 2,5-DHT are still in the early stages, and we expect this product to perform well in 23. We firmly believe that these chemicals will create a value for the customers and in turn will drive the revenue and margins for the company upward significantly. Commercial productions of P9 have been delayed by a couple of months and is expected to commercialize in Q2 23. We'll add few existing products and a few new products at P9 unit. On the other hand, we are happy to announce that we have started mechanical construction of plant number 10 at the same location for other pharma intermediates. Commercial production of P10 is expected to commence by end of the financial year. Capital expenditure will be about 15 crores and that would be done from the internal accrual. We are delighted to inform you that we have received a permanent revocation letter from the local pollution authority. We would like to reiterate that we have zero liquid discharge facilities at Manjusar and adhere to all necessary protocols to align with the MNC's plan. There is a tremendous growth opportunity for us as we penetrate deeper into the pharma space and suffice their requirements as chemical suppliers. Growing needs of pharma MNCs will be a key driver for our growth, where we are trying to amplify and capture import substitution products. Our role in this growth opportunity will be facilitating them to have a sustainable partner in long term. Parallel, we are also expanding our product basket to offer them. Now, I would like to hand over to Mr. Rajesh, for CFO and full-time director of the company, to take turn to the financial highlights. Rajesh,
thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Q4 and FY22 has been a healthy quarter for us as all key products witnessed robust demand. Q4 22 performance are as follows. Total revenue for Q4 stood at 89.1 crores, a growth of 25% on YOY basis. Total production volume for the Q4 stood at 1,883 metric tons. Segment-wise revenue is as follows. HMDS revenue stood at 37 crores. CMIC revenue stood at 26 crores. Oil well completion revenue stood at 24 crores. EBITDA stood at 27.5 crores in Q4 FY22, a growth of 32% on YOY basis. Net profit for the Q4 FY22 stood at 21.3 crores, a growth of 37% on YOY basis. For FY22 performance, total revenue stood at 257 crores, a growth of 6% on YOY basis. Domestic business contributed around 63%, whereas international business contributed around 37%. Production volume for FY22 was at 6,065 metric tons. Segment-wise revenue for FY22 are as follows. HMDS revenue stood at 122 crores. CMIC revenue stood at 68 crores. Oil well completion revenue stood at 60 crores. EBITDA stood at 81.6 crores in FY22, which is similar to some period last year. Net profit for FY22 stood at 62.8 crores, a growth of 11% on YoY basis. Our ROC and ROE stood at 19% and 15% respectively. Our net debt to equity ratio stood at close to zero. With this, I conclude the presentation and open the floor for the further discussion. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Viraj Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning, sir. Sir, I have two questions. Sir, can you highlight more on list of products that we will be adding in P9 and P10 unit and total capacity addition in terms of metric tons? Also, more detail on the end application and market opportunities. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Shah. P9 and P10, the plant and the products, what you would like to know, I'm sorry, I won't be able to disclose on that.
Sir, can you tell about total capacity addition?
Capacity addition will be about 1,200 tons.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, how are peers performing in all three products, HMB, CMIC and Gromet? Are we seeing any capacity addition or supply shortage in India and in global market?
HMDS, we do not have the peers or the competitors in India. Global market, yes, we have major manufacturers in China. And some of them have recently added their capacities.
Okay. And sir, about Gromet?
We are not facing heat of that. CMIC, our peers, Bauxite Limited, I'm not clear whether they have added any capacity. So, whatever they have, until now with the market information, it is to that extent only. So, these are unconfirmed reports. However, the capacities that we have added has made us much more competitive because of the high volume play. And we have started receiving orders even from China and started exporting to China also.
Is there any supply shortage in India?
No, there are no supply shortages.
Okay, thank you, sir.
It is the production shortage, so the requirements were met from the import.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are audible, Mr. Ayush.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers for this quarter. So my first question is on our P10 construction that we have started. Have we received EC for those products, or like, you know, how are we going about that?
We are coming up with a product for which we already have the EC.
So
it is only the change in the process or modifications, but we won't be requiring EC for the expansions that we are going ahead.
Alright. And then what kind of asset turns are we expecting on the 15 crore total that we plan to do in P10?
Normally, we expect around 4-fold of the investment.
Okay. Alright. Sir, on our P9, I think we were, the new product that we were going to add was Geo9. So, do we plan significant scale-up after in H2 when production starts?
Yes, first stage when Geo9 production starts, post that, it is a modular plant, we will be multiplying that.
All right. And also on our oil field chemicals, oil well chemicals, do we see significant traction in FY23 given that drilling has increased globally?
In respect to the bromides, the demands are coming well, but commercially the bromine prices in the country has gone up like anything. We are banking upon the domestic bromine majorly, so we are facing the heat of that. Still, we hope we will be able to achieve better results compared to what we have done until now. So we hope we will be able to have more than 3,000 tons to 3,500 tons of bromide in FY23.
Also on this expanded CMIC capacity, now that we are at 3,000 metric tons, what kind of utilization are we expecting in FY22?
In 22, we expect a utilization of around 200 tons per month, say about 2,400 tons a year, 2,500 to 2,500 tons.
What would be the pricing currently and what was it in FY22 average?
The current pricing for the exports or for the domestic market, which is the major share, is around 500 rupees a kg.
So these are at elevated
levels. That is 5 lakhs per ton.
Right. So these are elevated levels than past, right?
Yeah, these are elevated levels compared to the past. Before 2 years, when we had moved for the IPO, the price was 340 rupees.
Wow, okay. That's it from my side for now. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you for your answer.
Welcome, Mr. Ayush.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, my question is from a little longer term perspective. Let's say from next 3 to 5 years, what sort of revenue or top line or even profitability that we aspire to do?
Bhavesh, good morning to you. The long term projections, if I say, okay, we are working out for the inorganic growth also because we have availability of the liquidity. So we are moving ahead in that direction, we are working on that. As well as we are working on acquisition of adjacent land for further expansion. So it won't be justified to give you any projections because inorganic growth can result into anything. That can be a different working.
Yeah, but sir, on the organic side, any ballpark number?
Organic side, yes, you can expect around 5 years, four to five years, you can expect around 1,000 crore top line.
Okay, and what about our operating margins? Should be in a similar range that we have been doing in the last couple of years.
If you see last 4 years, yes, they have been maintained, and we hope we will be able to maintain the same.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Malidi Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers, specifically for the Q4. I'm fairly new to the company, so please pardon my ignorance. So when I'm looking at our company from our past data, so our margins have expanded significantly from FY18 onwards. So if you can just help me understand what has led to this fantastic expansion in the margins from that year. Is it some sort of backward integration or is it the new product that we launched? If you can just help me understand that.
You are new to the company, so I would like to update you.
Yeah.
In the year 17-18, we had undergone major modifications and technology upgradations in the plant, which resulted into more than 6%, 7% of the raw material saving in one of the products and the other product to the extent of about 10%. The CMIC, my raw material costing came down by around 30%, and in SMDS it came down by somewhere around 8%, 7 to 8%. So that major changes resulted into increase in the volumes as well as this margin.
Okay. So considering that, the current margins would be fairly sustainable in that case, right?
Since 18, the margins are sustained.
Yes, yes, sir.
But such margins, normally when we went to the market, investors asked us before about 3 years also, whether these margins will be sustainable.
Right.
Well, the performance has given the result that yes, they are.
Right. And so then coming to our Q4 performance, the growth that you've seen in the Q4, how much of it is volume led and how much is pricing led? Hello? Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Members of the management team, we are not able to hear you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
I just repeat my question. If you can just highlight the growth that we saw in the March quarter, how much of it is volume led and how much is it pricing led?
It is on both the sides. The volumes have also grown and margins have also, top line has also grown. Margins have also grown. There is a parallel growth for everything. We have done a total of 1,883 tons. Financial year 22, we have done a total of 6,000 tons. So if you see proportionate, it is a minor growth as well as the value addition and the value of the product, both the growths are there.
Okay. Then on our expansions, so you mentioned that we would be setting up additional capacities P9 and P10. So this together will add another 1,200 tons, right?
Right.
And post this expansion, would we have additional land available and how much would we be spending for these two facilities?
These two facilities, I will be spending about 15 crores. We have the land, the constructions are ongoing for P10, mechanical working has been started. And P9 also, it will be, we'll be commencing the production very soon.
So P9 and P10 together, we'll be spending around 15 crores.
Right.
And we are looking at an asset turnover around 4x.
For P10, for P8 and 9, we had done an investment of about 45 crores. So.
Okay, okay. And post this expansion, we would have exhausted the land that we have.
Yes, we would however, I'd like to update that we are in discussion or almost we have finalized, still the documentations are on the verge of to be done, about 20,000 m square adjacent land.
Okay. Okay. And I understand you cannot let us know what products would be manufactured, but if you can just give some color on the opportunity of these products, whether this will be import substitution or are we planning export oriented products, and also, the new products will also be having a similar margin profile.
Yes, I assure the new products are import substitution and we have the similar line of margin.
Okay, and what sort of opportunity, what is the market size of this product and like post this capacity, what sort of market share would we enjoy, if you can just throw some color on that?
See, some of the products are not manufactured in India.
Okay.
So it will be 100% import substitution, will be by product something like HMDS, wherein there are no other manufacturers in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait for a quarter, dear. Not much.
And the cash that we have, so based on the CapEx plan that we have currently, we would still have a lot of cash, at least we would be generating additional cash in the current year as well. So, I see that we haven't distributed any dividends as well. So, do we have any dividend distribution policy and how do we plan to utilize this cash going forward?
In respect to the dividend, I should not say anything at present. But well, in case we have the surplus cash, the management will take a call on that for the dividend distribution. However, as I told you, we are in the verge of acquiring the adjacent land of 20,000 N square, as well as we have plans to put up expanded product on that land also. Third, we are working out certain inorganic acquisitions. So cash would, we have the cash, we have the liquidity available to be utilized for this purpose. That would give a growth to the company. Distribution, if required, should be done. But well, we had undergone IPO just before about 1.5 years. So it is too early to go for the distribution.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipti Kodari from Kodari Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was that how much CAPEX we have done on the new products like 4PVC, 2,5-DHT? Are you seeing any traction in it?
We had done a very minor CAPEX of somewhere around 3 to 4 crores on PVC and the 2,5-DHT. It was not a major one. And sorry, I could not understand your second question, the second part of the question.
Sir, it was that are we seeing any traction in it?
Yeah, we are looking at the traction in that. Definitely.
Okay. And so my second question was that what would be the optimum revenue coming from P8 and what will be the capacity utilization expected in FY23?
Capacity utilization in CMIC, a collective capacity utilization, I have already updated to the tune of 2,400 to 2,500 tons is the anticipated productions in the year FY23. In respect to the TMCS from plant number P8, it has a capacity of 2,400 tons. We hope to utilize near to the 100% capacity.
Okay. And what would be the revenue or volume target in FY23 in each chemical?
Revenue on each chemical I won't be able to give you because you have seen the price variations are very high. If we consider HMDS, it ranges right from 700 to 1400 rupees. The revenue keeps on moving. PMIC, it moves on from 450 rupees to 600 rupees. So looking to all this variation in the prices, a top line commitment or anticipation sounds difficult. However, I had been always updating that Chemcon is working on the value added basis, that is on per kg margin basis. And looking to that, we hope we will be having a very good, fantastic bottom line.
Okay, sir, that answers my question. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, if you look at the volume numbers from FY18 to FY22, the CMIC volumes have gone from 1076 metric ton to 1295, while HMDS has grown from 1588 metric ton to 2068. I think you can understand that because of the crude prices there has been impact. But even on SNDS and TMIC, we have seen a significant decline in volumes in FY22 compared to FY21. So what was the reason for that and how do you see the volume growth for FY23?
Here we had certain setbacks in the FY22. We had a production loss of more than 1.5 months because of pollution control matter issue. And that has impacted into imports of lot of volume because the customers were not able to bank up on us during that period, which resulted into drop in the volume of both the products. However, if you see on the quarter Q4 and further in the present position, they have recovered very well. And we hope we'll be able to have again more than 3,000 tons of HMDS and more than about 2,500 tons of CMIC in the current financial year.
Sure, sure. And sir, on P9 and P10, I know we'll not disclose the product.
Sorry, but, sir, we are not able to hear you clearly.
For P9 and P10, I know you'll not be disclosing the product, but if you can tell us what can be the revenue potential from the product that you will manufacture in P9 and P10 at optimum capacity utilization?
I don't have the figures offhand to update you on that. Get in touch with Mr. LCA and they will update you.
Sure. And sir,
after 2 days.
Sure, no issue, sir. And sir, how many products will be manufacturing P9 P10? Like how many new products that we plan?
We will be manufacturing 3 products.
Okay, and with segments will they be covering pharma only or will be entering some new sectors as well?
One of them will be an inorganic chemical, that is zinc oxide, so that will be covering the otherwise. But the two other products will be on pharma sector only.
Sure, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. So we hope and wish you that you will maintain the momentum in the current year also.
Good afternoon, Rajesh.
Sir, my first question is regarding the high purity HMDS. You had mentioned in the last call that we had started supplying this high purity this HMDS to rubber industry, which are used for some heart implants or so. But in the investor presentation, no quantity is mentioned. So where this quantity is accounted?
I don't have separated quantities for that also. For that, you'll have to get back to me separately. I'm sorry for that. But we have done a lot of volumes on that, high purity HMDS, and it is about $25 instead of $17, which used to be expected price. Now we are selling it at more than $25. And we have...
What would be the price for the normal HMDS, sir, at the same time?
Normal HMDS in the present market is around $14.
Okay. So how much quantity can we expect in FY23, sir?
You see, the plant capacity is 50 tons per year, 50 tons per month for a high purity HMDS. And we hope we will be able to have about 40-46. Around 75% of the capacity we will be able to utilize on that.
Okay, that is very nice to know, sir. Sir, my second question is, normally our exports used to be in the range of 25-30% of our revenues. But in Q4 quarter, it is at around 45%. So any particular reason, sir?
You see, exports, when we say, it goes even to the SEZ. And most of my customers also have their factories in SEZ. So it contributes that also. So if the customer requires the material in the domestic DTA or SEZ, it moves on to that also. That means the volumes of exports and domestic can change because of domestic DTA and SEZ.
So you mean to say this last quarter we have supplied more quantity to the customers in SEZ zone?
Maybe, yes.
Okay. So my third question is regarding the pharma companies having some supply chain issues for which we could not sell good quantity of CMIC in Q4. Our customers are HMDS and there we have done extremely well. So I just wanted to know what is the clarity here.
See, HMDS is utilized for multiple applications. It is not for particular one or two products only. Whereas CMIC is utilized for a single product.
Oh, okay. So is that product applicable? Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, so that has impacted. See, if that NFOV, if you are not getting one chemical, the CMIC will not move. For manufacture of NFOV, you require about 10 chemicals. 9 or 7 are imported. If you are not getting one chemical in time, the entire plant stands still and the CMIC will not move. But for HMDS, because it has got multiple applications, it will keep on moving.
Okay. Sir, my last question is, sir, we are coming up with two products in P9 and will both of them will be commissioned by end of Q2 of this financial year?
One will be done and the second may get extended to October.
Okay. Sir, since one of the product you have mentioned in the last call as Gunay for pharma industry, so as usual for pharma customers, you need to take the approval and all. Any sales possible of this product during FY23?
See, Gunine has the applications other than pharma also.
Okay.
So this sales can get initiated with the other areas, and pharma approvals can, even if it is taking a longer period, still the commercial supplies can be initiated during the financial year FY23.
Okay, but for all our calculation purpose, we can take the stable sales will start from next financial year only from P9 plant?
For the P9, yes, the stable sales, particularly to the industry sector that we will be concentrating is pharma, so that you can consider as FY24.
Okay. And sir, small follow-up about the TMCS, you said that we can utilize 100% capacity utilization in FY23. Unlike HMDS here, there is no capacity constraint in utilization. We can use 100% of 2400 metric ton?
Yes, we will be able to utilize that. There are no constraints on that. Because this again, TMCS is to be utilized for manufacture of HMDS. Of course, it is related to that. And if there is no demand of HMDS, no TMCS. So these are interrelated products.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Welcome, Rajesh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, on the pollution control board issue side, can you say that all the problems are behind now and there will be no further problems for us?
As the document moves, yes. It is 100% clear, and the problem that we had been facing is 100% resolved. That can be said. Okay. We are working on a zero discharge area. We do not have liquid or we do not have solid or we do not have the air venting. So we are managing everything within that. And you can consider that yes, all the issues have been resolved in total.
Okay, sir. Glad to know that. And sir, next year you are expecting oil well volumes also to improve, and which is a low margin segment for us. So is it possible that the blended margins can correct a little bit?
No, I think what margins we are working on, we have the satisfaction to the margin percentage, and that should remain the same. The blended margin will remain the same in line. I don't expect a further growth in the margin percentage.
Okay, so the current 30-31% EBITDA margins are sustainable in FY23.
Yes, we have been sustaining since last couple of years, and we hope we are confident that we will be able to maintain them.
Okay. And sir, on the HMDS and CMIC realization side, do you see any reduction in the realization in the coming quarters, and how's the trend for in the near term that you expect?
In the current quarter or the next quarter, I don't expect any major reduction in the product pricing because the raw material prices are stable. See, it moves along with the raw material. If the raw material goes up, the price of finished product goes up. Our margin percentage remains nearly similar, not percentage, but as an amount on per kg basis, it nearly remains constant.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Welcome, Anurag.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirit Gala from TSG Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning and congratulations on a wonderful set of numbers. My first question was, so we're seeing a constant increase in the tenor days, so that's leading to a reduction in our ROC numbers. So can you throw any color on that, why that is happening, and what are we planning to, you know, further crunch down the working capital cycle?
Working capital cycle, I do agree, it is growing or it has remained consistent or nearly as a range bound. But we are working on that and with respect to bringing it down. However, it has come down from 254 to 175 days.
Oh, yes, sir, but that due to, I believe, a reduction in inventory days rather than debtor days decreasing. So, why the debt days increasing to so much, you know, because it's a constant increase since the last 3 years, 4 years.
So, that is a way of business, yeah.
Okay.
This business requires the funds to be inflow like this only. If it is a consistent moving system, you can understand that very well.
Yes, sir. And the next question was, where are you expecting the growth to come from? Is it domestic or exports? Or like what percentage of sales do we expect in 2023 to be domestic versus exports?
We expect to remain in the similar range as one-third and two-third. One-third from the exports and two-third from the domestic.
Alright. And what is the base?
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dara. So maybe request that you return to the question queue, that the participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkateshwar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Thank you for the opportunity.
Welcome. Welcome, Mr. Venkateshwar.
Sir, my first question is regarding the margins of the relationship. So if I hear you correctly, you said that for the in the future coming quarters or years, we will be able to maintain this kind of relationship. But in the previous call, like since we are backward integrated into PMCS, so our relationship or margin should ideally expand a bit from here, right? Or is this the current margin the result of those expansions already, and there is no further scope for improvement in those margins?
You see, the margins are also based upon the raw material costing. As I always say, we are working on a fixed margin of on per kg basis. The PMCS will have an independent margin as a value addition, which will take care of as well as the final product. We will remain more competitive as far as the global competition we will be facing. Because as I updated you, certain Chinese have added the volumes in their plant. So we hope FY23 or 24 we will be facing a better competition as we move global. May not be for the country, but maybe for the overseas. So this backward integration of PMCS manufacture will help us to maintain the margins at this, as well as we will be more competitive for them.
Okay, sir. My second question is regarding the HMDS. If you are in your presentation, that is indication that we have included an outsourced capacity also for the production of this year. So how much was that outsourced production which you had this year?
No, we had not carried out any outsourced production during this period.
But your presentation says okay, sir. Maybe you can have it. And my last question is regarding trade receivables. If you see, it has been slowly increasing for the past few years. I know Tenko as a company has never had any issues getting it back. So, is it because we are facing any kind of other pressures now which we didn't face earlier? What is the reason behind it?
The reason, you see, this market requires high volume of high delay or in the payments are always there because we have to compete with the Chinese. who are extending credit, longer credit period to the competitive industry. So this requirement of working capital has become a way of life. Well, if you see, we do not have any bad debt. That is most important. Cost of finance can be taken care of because we have surplus liquidity. So that cost is not a major cost. If there is any security reasons, we would definitely take an immediate action on that.
Okay, sir. Fine. Sir. I'll get that. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. Sir, can you just help me, what are our major raw materials and whether these are sourced locally or imported?
For HMDS, the major raw material is PMCS, trimethyl chloroxylene, which we used to import, and now we have started our own manufacture also to a certain extent. For TMIC, the major raw material to be imported is methyl chloroformate, MCF we call it. And this is manufactured now in India by Baushak Limited also. And we do buy from them also to certain extent. To maintain parallel supply, we have the overseas supplier and we have the domestic supplier now as Baushak Limited. And in respect to the bromide, bromine, liquid bromine is the key raw material. And that is all 100% domestic source.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have two more questions. One is regarding your HMDS. You have given a target of doing around 3,000 metric ton in FY23. And we have a capacity of 4,200 and you can run at 70%. So that means 2,940. That is, so you will be exhausting all the capacity available for HMDS.
Right.
And in high purity HMDS also, you are saying around 75% capacity utilization.
Right.
So going ahead, are you looking for any expansion for this product in FY24, sir?
Still not planned for that.
So yes, that means once we reach... Sorry, sir?
We have still not planned any expansions for HMDS.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. With this, I conclude the call and thanks everyone for joining us today on the earnings call. For more queries, please get in touch with the SGA team, our investor relations advisor. We wish all a good day ahead. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ChemCon Specialty Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.